Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio. And with me today is Sam Sweat. And Sam, big win at Shafalaya last week.
Oh, I tell you what, it was a big win. It was my first win, and the Shafalaya Basin, it was definitely turned on for me. I know a lot of anglers probably would disagree, but having a little bit local experience, it sure panned out for me.
Well, you know, you talk about local experience. You are a Louisiana angler, but one of the things that happened out of this thing is we found out that maybe you didn't have as much time on that body of water as maybe people thought you did.
Well, that's true. I fish a lot in South Louisiana, but, you know, being from Covington, Louisiana, Venice, Louisiana, and Delacroix are two major body waters that I love to fish. And so Morgan City in the Shafalaya Basin is just a little bit, not necessarily out of my drive, but about 3.5 hours away from my home. So, but basically both fish somewhat similar. And so by studying the topographical maps that they had and actually aerial photographs of the system, I was able to put two and two together with the experience that I've had fishing like the Delacroix area and the Mississippi River down toward Venice. I found some bayous that really mimicked a lot of places that I fished in those other areas, and it really panned out.
Well, you know, you got to talk about, you're talking about Delacroix, you're talking about Venice, and those folks that have been around the Bassmaster Classic know those names very, very well. And I had the, fortunate experience. I fished with Gary Klein in the Bassmaster Classic 2001. We ran 169 miles to get to Delacroix.
Exactly. It's definitely a long run. It was a little bit out of my reach for the Shafalaya, but the whole Gulf Coast system is just loaded with bass. And one thing that really helped me out, being so close to the Gulf, it was probably about 3 miles as the crow flies, you know, was the Gulf of Mexico. And so, you know, a lot of people thinking all that salt water down there, there's no bass or anything, but there's a term that a lot of Cajuns use down here. It's called fishing with our back to the Gulf, and literally some of the bayous that literally drain out into the Gulf of Mexico, we can position our boat right there in the mouth. I mean, I love to put that big range right there in the mouth and cast up into the bayou and catch bass along with redfish and speckled trout. It's just unbelievable, but it's really unheard of around the rest of the country, especially inland. The farther inland you go, people don't understand that, but all that fresh water is just dumping out of there, and the salinity is so low that the bass are able to survive in it.
Well, it's an amazing fishery. You know, you talk about the expanses, and everybody we've talked to about this tournament that you won, they talk about getting lost and being able, if you don't have that good GPS system, finding your way around can be difficult.
Well, not only a GPS system, but you need a GPS system with a good mapping unit. And I run a Pinpoint, and it's got the Smart Map card in it, and it really helped to get me around. And like I said, understanding what the map is telling me, I can put everything, you know, kind of in perspective to actually when I get out on the water, because there's a maze of not only natural bayous, but with the oil fields that lay pipelines down and stuff and do exploration. I mean, the best way to describe it is you would take a piece of glass and drop it on cement and let it shatter and then try to manipulate your way through the broken glass to try to get to your destination. And once you're there, then you got to make sure that you can get back there time and time again the most efficient way for the tournament and not worry about, you know, airboats and little flatboats coming out all these smaller ditches and stuff. So it's kind of dangerous to run some of that area, but, you know, you got to use your common sense and be careful and not try to run 80 miles an hour through it all.
You know, a lot of blind spots, you know, that's one of the things you're mentioning, that with the small boats and stuff, and, you know, you come up on a bend and you turn the corner and there's a boat coming at you, so you really indeed do have to be careful.
Exactly, and some of those boats are quite big because some of these canals are pretty deep, and they have, like, small barges and small tugboats, and they're not too kind to fiberglass boats.
Yeah, matter of fact, we've heard about that at the Classic before, but, you know, I guess, Sam, the first thing that comes to mind when you win one of these is that, can you get on a roll, you know, the next one, you're waiting for that next one to occur.
Well, I tell you what, Jimmy Houston had told me one time, he said, one of the highest moments and one of the lowest moments is when you win a tournament and you go to the next tournament and you're on such a natural high, you just feel like you're invincible, and then even if you place well, it's still not the same feeling as winning. And so, but there was one thing I learned about this tournament that I've done a little bit differently than most tournaments is literally able to find that zone to where I can keep my mind completely concentrated on what I needed to do. And the conditions were really the worst I've ever, I can't say ever been, but I mean, for South Louisiana, it was really bad conditions. Temperatures lows in the 30s and highs in the upper 40s and constant rain, overcast. And but I was able to focus on it. I wasn't worried about shivering, being cold or whatever. I just felt like I knew what I had to do. There were a couple of times, especially on the top 10 days, when the cameraman would literally get out of my boat and get back into the camera boat or vice versa. And I never even felt it because I was just so attuned on the matters at hand as opposed to about worrying about the other people or anything. It was just a really different feeling. And I'm hoping I can really learn from that and take it to the next tournament.
Well, you know, one time it's very difficult to get that first win, but it seems like then you start knowing how to win and you start using that mental set. Now, you fish down there, and what are some of the bait selections you use in this tournament?
Well, I tried a lot of things. I practiced for 6 days. And another benefit of fishing South Louisiana, a lot of guys were flipping heavy mats, heavy cover, a lot of laydown. But due to the lack of sunlight to warm those mats up, and the fact that it's still early in the year, crawfish in South Louisiana, we have such siltation and a lot of soft mud that they will actually bury themselves in the mud, you know, just basically to keep themselves warm, and they really don't come out. So the primary forage this time of year is shad. And because I was fishing such heavily hydrilla-lined banks, I was having a problem running a good crankbait or even throwing a jerkbait. So I opted for a Booyah spinnerbait, what they call a Booyah blade. And it's a little bit unique in the fact that it's a little bit thinner wire, and I somewhat customized the bait. I put tandem Colorado blades on there, and I also changed out what we call a snow white skirt, and I put in a blue glimmer skirt. And that blue glimmer, I think, just really replicated a shad. And every place where I caught a fish, it was a little irregularity, whether in the shoreline or in the grass line, or maybe they might have a lay down or something like that. And these fish were literally hiding right behind these clumps of grass. And with the current coming down, I was throwing up current and just literally parallel on that bank, keeping as close as I could to that hydrilla. And right when it got next to that little irregular feature, they would come out and hit it. And so what I was trying to do, I knew I was getting a reaction strike, so I wanted a bait that would mimic something that would create a reaction strike. And the water visibility was about 5 foot, so which is extremely clear for South Louisiana. And so I knew, you know, that fish would only have a moment to look at it, and it needed to recognize it, that it was a bait fish. And so, and they were hitting it very violently. And the head on the Booyah spinnerbait, it has like a glass red eye and like a little red quill fare. So I think when that fish instantly sees it, he's going to recognize it as a shad and not think twice and hit it and eat it. And the way they were hitting it, it was just so hard. I mean, water temperature when I first found these fish was up to 55 to 57 degrees. By the end of the tournament, due to the cold weather, surface temperature plummeted down to 46 degrees. And I kept switching back to a jig or even like the Yum Crawbuck, which is a perfect crawfish imitator, and to no prevail, and I would start picking that spinnerbait up, and they still ate it, because most fishermen, they don't like to throw a spinnerbait when the water gets below, 60, maybe 58, 57 degrees, and especially with no sunlight being that cold, normally turns fish off to a spinnerbait. But knowing that the fish feed primarily on shad at that time of the year because of the lack of availability to crawfish, it just kind of went hand in hand.
Well, you know, it's a great feeling to get this first win, and you got to be just absolutely thrilled with the idea that now you can go to your sponsors and say, hey, remember I won this tournament, right?
Well, right now I'm going back to my sponsors, especially Ranger Boats and Mercury Motors and Fujifilm and the different bait companies that I'm sponsored with, such as Booyah and Yum and Silver Thread and Smithwick. All great companies. Basically, what I'm doing is saying thank you, because they supported me, because I've been professionally fishing now for 12 years, and they backed me, and they believed in me, so I'm hoping I can give them thanks and show my credibility that it was all worth the investment.
Well, real quickly here, as we end the interview, one thing I want to mention is you're about ready to go to Old Hickory, and it's going to be cold water again.
Exactly, and I'm prepared for it, and like I said, actually, I love miserable condition tournaments, because I think a lot of it's mind over matter. A lot of times people fish to their feelings and their conditions, but when you get yourself underneath that water, it's a whole different environment to the fish, and that's where I'm trying to put my mind at now. And so, you know, going to do a lot of studying and check up on the water temperatures and the rain conditions and, you know, if the water's high or low or whatever. And so it was really funny because literally Sunday, the day after that tournament, I was already checking the Weather Channel and checking fishing reports and everything I could do. For some reason, I'm trying to put, even though I'm, you know, kind of basking in this wind right now, but I'm trying to put it behind me and look forward, because one win doesn't do it. And, you know, in order to make the championship, I have to be consistent. And so I know I got to keep looking forward.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.